The Guilt of Despots. For decades, a Swiss bank account was the favorite hideaway for assets, snaffled by the world's most kleptocratic leaders. The role of dishonor includes presidents Marcos of the Philippines, Mobutu of Zaire, Abacha of Nigeria, and baby Doc Duvalier of Haiti. But these days, Switzerland seems eager to clean up its reputation. Last month, authorities rushed to freeze the assets of ousted Tunisian leader Zine Al Ebedine Ben Ali and Ivory Coast embattled president Laurent Gbagbo. And just last week, a new Swiss law took effect that will make it easier to reclaim cash plundered by third world tyrants. The recent show of good behavior is surely tied to Switzerland's deep embarrassment 2 years ago, when the OECD put it on a gray list of tax havens that failed to meet international transparency standards, with financial services accounting for more than 10% of the Swiss economy, and with up to a third of all cross-border private investments being handled by Swiss banks. The country has been keen to reassure the globe that its banks are experts in wealth management rather than tax dodging. But the new measures are unlikely to silence the skeptics. Take the new law on returning stolen funds. It will reverse the burden of proof from the victims, who often spend years convincing the court of a despot's guilt. To the former dictators, who will now have to prove that their frozen assets were earned legally. But this law will apply only to failed states. So Haiti qualifies, but not Tunisia. And most experts agree that dirty money is still reaching Swiss banks, despite their diligence. Figures are hard to estimate, but Swiss banks may be holding $150 billion in looted assets, more than any other financial center, according to Global Financial Integrity in Washington, says Daniel Thelesclaff of the Swiss-based International Center for Asset Recovery. Things have improved, but it is only the tip of the iceberg, an iceberg that might still sink a country's reputation.